They want to change the rules of the Senate so they can ram through this one little piece of Pelosian garbage. Biden cloaked his calls for change in the upper chamber under the umbrella of civil rights. That's why he went to a predominantly black college to go give his address. Should have standing in front of a bunch of black people thundering on about how your votes were stolen. I'm pretty sure it was majority white people that were disenfranchised, to use their vulgar adages, in 2020. But we're not going to get sidetracked with facts now, are we? Claiming Republicans have sought to strip voting rights by virtue of primarily voter ID laws. No American citizen, however, has been fundamentally disenfranchised by a single law passed by Republicans. This is Tristan Justice writing this, to enhance election integrity. Quote, as an institutionalist, does he mean that he should be institutionalized? As an institutionalist, is he telling us that Peppermint Zaki and Jezebel Jill are actually keeping him in a prison? Hey, Pops, good news today. You get to go for a walk.
I get to go for a walk?
Yeah, and you get to go for a walk, and it's going to be fun, too. And we're going to get ice cream afterwards. And this morning, you're going to get oatmeal, and it's going to be nice and all ground up so you don't have to put your teeth in. Where do I get to go for a walk at? Oh, you're going to love it here. It's a beautiful little college campus filled with your kind of people.
Afterwards, you get ice cream.
Yeah, and afterwards, we're going to go to Breslers. Oh, we're going to go to Breslers. Do those mean Secret Service guards have to come along with us? Well, now you won't even know that they're there. Don't worry. They'll be disguised as ice cream baristas. What do you call the guy at a marble stone creamery that mashes your ice cream and your M&M's up on the marble? What do you call that guy? A marble stone creamer? Or do you know what? As an institutionalist, okay, so he's institutionalized. I believe that the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Biden said in a consortium of historically black colleges and reference blah, 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 to a series of package reforms by Democrats to federalize elections ahead of the midterm cycle. Biden called on the Democrats' 50-50 majority to prevail in the passage of broad radical legislation, with the Democrats' upper hand only secured through a tie-breaking vote by the comma la la la. So Harris will have the tie-breaking vote. Do you people see the supreme ultimate irony of this? That the illicitly illegitimate vice president, in air finger quotation marks, will ride in. And by her illicit vote, again, she's not licitly there, will then assure a repeat of 2020 and 2022. Do you see the irony? That the vice president in 2020, when he had the chance to act, Pence for brains, he could have put a dagger in the entire operation by going, there's nothing in the Constitution that says, and there's nothing in tradition that says, that I can't refuse to count Arizona, Pennsylvania. He absolutely could have done it. You know, no one ever answered my question and my challenge. What's his name? Dershowitz didn't answer it. Who's everyone's? Jonathan Turley didn't answer it. No one asked my question on this, which is, if Pence would have acted on January the 6th, 2020, as Trump was asking him to, and as I believe he was entitled to, if he wanted to, what would they have done to stop him? What could have been done? Now, let's just talk about January the 6th, 2020. What could they have done on that day to stop him? Is Schumer going to tackle him? They're going to throw that. They do have a jail. I don't know if you know this. In the bowels of the Capitol building, there is a jail. The Capitol Hill cops do have a processing station, the whole shebang. They're going to throw him in jail? Is the full House of Representatives going to vote and say, well, we're just going to ignore the constitutionally charged officer, because it says the vice president shall count the votes. Doesn't say how the vice president shall count the votes. You know, if the Hollywood types are looking for a storyline to make a fiction movie about all this, they tell the story of what would have happened if Pence would have done what Trump wanted him to do and what many of us thought he should have done. Imagine that. But what an irony. The mealy-mouthed, in-the-tank Pence refused to act, and now Biden is threatening that the illicit Kamala, la, 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 and by the by, because she's not a natural-born citizen, she can't be president, so she shouldn't be vice, so two illicits. Number one, never actually properly and legally elected. Number two, she ain't a natural-born citizen, can't become president, therefore can't be vice president. Because something happens to the president, she's got to become president. The irony of irony here is, folks, but you know what? Democracy is a nasty business. And we're now getting to see just how nasty it is. I actually hope, I really do, we should all say rosaries today and hope that Schumer actually has the balls to threaten Manchin with something that we don't know. Because Manchin is the one that won't crack. Joe Manchin of West Virginia is going like, I'm not doing it. You are not putting me in the history books as the guy that gave the vote to end the 172-year, however long the filibuster's been going on. I'm not going to be the guy. You can't make me do it. What if Schumer cracks him? So it's called the Freedom to Vote Act. You want another irony here? No, Maggie. Come on now, Mags. You're drinking the Kool-Aid. You don't have the freedom. No, you don't have the freedom to vote. You want the other irony of ironies? Because this topic is just loaded with ironies. If they do this, and again, I hope that they do, because I want this to be over. If they do this, they should retitle the Freedom to Vote Act to the Freedom to Secede Act. All right, you wanted us to have the freedom to vote? Now you're basically saying that we as a state don't have the right and the freedom to organize our elections as we think that we should, so we're just going to go ahead and vote to leave the union. How do you like me now? Biden opposed changing the filibuster rule throughout the Democrat primary, but signaled his willingness to call for its elimination after clinching the nomination. If that bare minimum is blocked, Biden added, we have no option. Now, note the desperate language here. There is no future. We don't have an option. We have to do, we are going to be required to do this. These are the words of people that are desperate. We have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this. Biden pivoted back to the Freedom to Vote Act in December as a top priority for the administration, or the regime, rather, after, again, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin successfully blocked the president's prohibitively expensive signature 666 bill, Build Back Better. The legislation eliminates safeguards for election integrity by banning witness signature validation on absentee ballots and preventing election officials from independently verifying voter eligibility. You know, Steve Inskeep, in his conversation with Trump last night, goes, the ballots were all counted. The count was right. So you lost. You know what Trump said to him? We have the audio. You know what Trump said to him? Steve, we know that the ballot count was right. That's not what we're contesting. That's not the fraud. Okay? The fraud is what was on the ballots. The ballots themselves are frauds. He's talking about the absentee ballots in Arizona that were, many of them, voted on by dead people and then witnessed by people who said they saw the dead person vote. Remember I told you, 2 months ago, when, what was the name of that county in Wisconsin, where the sheriff investigated and actually said, I think that these people ought to be charged. The people in the Elections Commission in Wisconsin should be charged with vote fraud. That they actually did violate Wisconsin law. They actually did go into all of these nursing homes and went and interviewed everyone in the nursing homes, and they found out, yeah, these people came in here, and they actually did vote on behalf of old people, and they had witnesses of family members, a couple of them had died, saying that there was no way my father or my mother could possibly have voted. They were not licit. They were not lucid. I'm not lucid. They weren't lucid. They couldn't have made a decision like that.